Welcome back to another episode of the Carwale podcast. It's been a while since our team members or anyone from the industry has participated or even witnessed a motorsport event, courtesy of the COVID-19 pandemic. But with the number of cases coming down and the vaccinations rising with each passing day, we seem to be getting back to normal. And what better to restart the motorsport season with the smell of freshly burnt rubber at the upcoming Valley Run 2021, which is being held at the Ambi Valley, Lonavala on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of December 2021. To give us an insight to what the event is all about, we have today with us Rongam Tagore Mukherjee, founder of Elite Octane and the organizer of the Valley Run. Valley Run will open its doors for the 9th edition next week. Welcome to the show, Rongam.
Thank you so much for having me.
जैसा आदित्य ने हमारे इंट्रोडक्शन में ही बता दिया कि आज हमारे गेस्ट कौन होने वाले, मैं उनके बारे में थोड़ा और आप लोगों को बताना चाहूंगी कि वो एलीट ऑक्टेन कंपनी के फाउंडर और डायरेक्टर हैं, जो इस इवेंट को पूरा ऑर्गेनाइज करती है, वैली रन को. सो पिछले 9 सालों से ये इवेंट ऑर्गेनाइज किया जा रहा है रोंगम के द्वारा. सो आपको रोंगम के बारे में थोड़ा हम उनसे भी जानेंगे, लेकिन उसके पहले बता दें कि 8 साल की उम्र से रोंगम को गाड़ियों का शौक रहा है. उनके गैराज में फिलहाल ऑडी Q7, BMW X5 और उनकी होंडा सिविक है. सो रोंगम, आपने हमसे बात करते वक्त बताया था कि आपको ड्रैग रेस का काफी शौक था और आपने कभी बहुत पहले, मतलब जब आपने ऑर्गेनाइज नहीं किया था उससे भी पहले आपने पार्टिसिपेट किया था मुंबई में. उसके बाद आपने जब ट्राई किया कि आपको पार्टिसिपेट करना है, तो ऐसा कोई इवेंट आपको नहीं नजर आया और इसीलिए शायद आपने इस इवेंट की शुरुआत की है. तो क्या इस स्टोरी के बारे में आप हमारे लिसनर्स को डिटेल में बता सकते हैं?
हाँ जी, श्योरली. सो बेसिकली 2011 में फाइनली एक लास्ट ड्रैग रेस हुआ था जिसका नाम स्पीडवे था, जो बॉम्बे में हुआ था. और उससे पहले स्पीड रन जो काफी पॉपुलर हो गया था, आई थिंक वो 2004 या 5 में उसका लास्ट एडिशन था. सो उसके बाद आई थिंक 2011 के बाद ऐसा कोई ड्रैग रेस हुआ नहीं है. और वो ड्रैग रेस में आई अचीव द फास्टेस्ट टाइम. And so वहां से definitely it's more like a addiction. So I wanted to keep going, but ऐसा कोई race दिखा नहीं जहां पे we can really outperform and जहां पे at least एक certain scale जो required है for motorsports, I felt that that was missing. So इसलिए बिकॉज ऑफ माय कॉर्पोरेट एंड इवेंट बैकग्राउंड, आई सेड कि क्यों ना इस पे मैं खुद ही ट्राई करूं. सो दैट इज वेयर बेसिकली एवरीथिंग स्टार्टेड. एंड सो फ्रॉम देन इट टुक अस सम टाइम कि कहां पे कर सकते हैं ये, जहां पे स्केल भी हो, लोगों को आने को पसंद भी हो. खैर Ambi Valley was the only place जहाँ पे we had the airstrip at our disposal. So it was a very leisurely trip with the family. उस टाइम मैंने airstrip पे अपना बाइक थोड़ा रन किया था. तो आई फेल्ट दैट आई थिंक दिस इज द बेस्ट लोकेशन to do a event on a grander scale. So scale was always the factor that we are doing something. It is the most it is probably the most accessible sport, because anyone from the road can enter into this sporting format, as compared to other races where you need specific vehicles, you need to have specific modifications. But this basically overtook all. Matlab it overtook No Voice, it overtook the pro stock people who have done extreme modifications. Aur ye sare teams actually the, matlab exist kar rahe the from previous drag racing events. So in sabko wapas स्टार्ट कराना वो एक बहुत बड़ा चैलेंज था. बट 9 years later वी आर सिटिंग एट वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट एडिशंस and hopefully it will be a very successful one.
Yes, very interesting, Raghav. So, हम आपसे ये जानना चाहते हैं कि वैली रन के प्रोसेस के बारे में, उसके इवेंट के बारे में आप कुछ बता सकते हैं कि ये कैसे स्टार्ट होता है और कितने दिनों का इवेंट होता है?
जी, so ये बेसिकली हम लोग ने जब स्टार्ट किया था तो ये दो दिन का इवेंट था, सैटरडे एंड संडे. इसका फॉर्मेट बहुत ही सिंपल है, बेसिकली इंडियन कार्स, इंडियन बाइक्स एंड सुपर कार्स, सुपर बाइक्स एंड विद सम एग्जीबिशन क्लासेस एंड समथिंग गुड फॉर द यू नो क्राउड एंड ऑल्सो लाइक फास्टेस्ट व्हीली एंड दीज आर वेरी पॉपुलर क्लासेस नाउ. तो एज वी यू नो वी स्टार्टेड ऑफ विद सम 350 पार्टिसिपेंट्स यू नो इन द फर्स्ट ईयर. And we've grown in the participant base, and up to participation, I think 700 plus ho jata hai. Isliye humko actually cap karna padta hai. You know that capping it at something like a 650 figure, so that we can run it as per schedule. So, however, from last 3-4 years, humne isko you know extend kiya hai Friday ko bhi. क्योंकि इतने सारे क्लासेस और इतने सारे पार्टिसिपेंट्स को हम दो दिन में नहीं मैनेज कर पाते हैं. सो एंड इट्स वेरी सिंपल, आई मीन इट्स अ स्ट्रेट 2-lane क्वार्टर माइल 402 meter यू नो फास्टेस्ट टाइमिंग एंड इट्स वेरी सिंपल. सो नो वन हैज टू यू नो गेट इनटू एक्सट्रीम डिटेल्स टू गेट इनटू इट. Anyone who's using their vehicle for even office can just go change the exhaust filters and you know come and race. So it's a very simple format, but it's jisne kiya hai uske liye kafi addictive hai, aur jisne nahi kiya hai usko lagta hai ki bahut aasan hai, but aisa hai nahi. So that's pretty much it.
जी, हमारा एक सवाल जो आगे होने वाला था उसका जवाब आपने कुछ पहले ही दे दिया है कि हम जानना चाहते थे कि कितने पार्टिसिपेंट्स हर साल आते हैं, क्या स्टैटिस्टिक्स है आपके पास और कितनी मतलब गाड़ियां, वैरायटी ऑफ गाड़ियां आपके इस शो में मतलब इस कंपटीशन में आती है, उसके बारे में आप कुछ बता सकते हैं?
जी, तो इसमें एक यू नो एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट पॉइंट है कि जो ये सारे इवेंट में जो रह जाता है हर बार, और वो है कि द क्लासेस विच आर द टू स्ट्रोक बाइक क्लासेस. नाउ दोज आर द क्लासेस विच आई विल से यू नो अब्रॉड में होता है टॉप फ्यूल रेसिंग बाइक्स जो लोग बनाते हैं, विच गोज वेरी वेरी फास्ट. उसका जो मैं कह सकता हूँ कि आई मीन द स्टार्ट पॉइंट ऑफ ड्रैग रेसिंग in India and the passion level of this category of two-stroke bikes and Indian bikes. This is the most, you know, closest to what we can get because these people are the ones who modify the bikes, you know, and which are basically drag-specific bikes. These are not, you cannot be riding these bikes on the road because they are not really road legal. So the amount of you know passion and amount of modifications, technicalities that go into this category, it is probably the closest to you know the actual drag racing categories because you know this is aur inka kya hai ki you know they are obviously they have a huge following. But in between superbikes and supercars, you know, ye point reh jata hai. So I think it's very important that we mention the contribution from these people because these are the people who are the core of drag racing, actually.
Right, right.
So Raghav, what are the challenges in organizing such an event on this large of a scale? And at the end of a tough day, what is it that keeps you going?
So, yeah, you know, challenges are many. Number one, the biggest challenge is that drag racing as a sport, if you see internationally, it's all about modifying. And it's not about going and buying a car or a bike from the showroom and just coming. So it's very different abroad, which is why a lot of the manufacturers, OEMs, they do not support that because of the extreme modifications that are carried out. But in India, it is very, very different because we are doing it on an airstrip. So it is not a specific drag race track, because drag race tracks in other countries or abroad is basically laced with rubber and then glue so that they get the maximum traction. So that is why that is a different level of modification and speeds that people are achieving there. As compared to that, the biggest challenge was that how to get all the sponsors basically who are OEMs to recognize that what we are doing is something which is the same format, but it's overall it's very different from anywhere in the world, because we are doing it on an airstrip. All the vehicles are more or less coming out of a showroom with very minimal modifications. So I think the challenge was the acceptance of brands and sponsors, and that has come only because so many participants are participating with their vehicles. And from there it has, that took a long time actually, at least 3 to 4 years to justify to everyone that, this is a format which is perfect for India. And I think the increase in participation can only further stamp that statement that we've only grown in numbers. And so other than that, I mean, there are too many challenges, because obviously to do it at a airstrip, convert that into racing track with all the safety features, barricading to the ambulances to all the safety measures have to be as per the FMSCI, who is the motorsport governing body of India. And so yes, in terms of production to sponsors to everything, it's always been a challenge. But the only thing that kept us going is basically the passion of participants. So they kept growing, and because of them, we kept going. So that's pretty much, story in the nutshell.
And Rangam, what keeps you going on a tough day?
It's basically the excitement of all the participants that they are prepping up no matter what challenges they are facing, and they face a lot of challenges. So let me put it in this perspective that you are basically telling someone to come to a location, do your flight ticket, do your transportation or vehicle, book your rooms, get your team to stay there, and service your machine, all for 2, 10 or 15 second runs. So that is the biggest challenge, that you are coming for those 10 to 15 second runs, and you are putting in so much of effort. So that effort and that passion, just keeps us going, that, that's the kind of support we've got. And ideally, we won't want to let them down, actually.
Right. I'm sure this is something our listeners wouldn't have known had it not been for your insight.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, and there itself, is the two-stroke bike classes, because they are small mechanics, tuners, who have achieved some amazing statistics and quarter mile timings. And that's where the passion lies, where you can see the passion. They come in their vehicles, the trucks, they offload their vehicles, but they sleep in those vehicles at night. So that requires a very high level of commitment from them. And so we would like to extend, you know, reciprocate that commitment that we will keep going. And, you know, so that they can, you know, keep doing what they love as well.
Right. So, Rongam, जैसा आपने पिछले आंसर में बताया कि सेफ्टी पर आप लोगों का खास ख्याल होता है, तो क्या आप उसके बारे में कुछ बता सकते हैं कि क्या प्रिकॉशंस आप लेते हैं और किस तरह से हर राइडर या हर ड्राइवर के लिए सेफ्टी का ख्याल रखा जाता है इस वैली रन में?
जी, तो सबसे पहले जो फेडरेशन ऑफ मोटर स्पोर्ट क्लब्स ऑफ इंडिया जो गवर्निंग बॉडी है, उन्होंने ऑलरेडी एक यू नो गाइडलाइन बनाया है कि you know these are the safety measures that has to be followed, be it okay. for a participant or for a organizer. So right from you know ensuring that a participant is wearing the right protective gear, you know, we have done many modifications to that, and basically certain materials are also not allowed by the participants to wear. For example, only leather one piece or two piece suits are required, because you know, in case of any issues, that is the most protective material that can you know avoid some serious injuries. And so from participants' gear to track safety to public safety, you know, there are many measures. There's a lot of barrication. There's a lot of production planning that goes into ensuring that, you know, there is enough, you know, protective, you know, like mojo barricading and all of that is there, so that in case of any issues, we are all prepared. Then we have the ambulances, and they are fully equipped ACLS ambulances. We also have airlift facility for anyone, you know, any serious injuries or anything. And yeah, I mean, so fire, and we have the official pace cars that can get to any point, you know, at a fraction of a second. So it's very, safety is basically critical to ensure that, you know, we are all running a safe event for everyone, for participants, spectators, sponsors, everyone.
Definitely it is.
We're glad to know that there is such a paramount importance in terms of safety, and we can't wait to see it in person.
Right.
Rangam, so for someone wanting to participate in the Valley Run, what are the basic requirements in terms of a vehicle or even a specific license or something on those lines?
We have various categories, and these are all again, you know, under defined under the Federation of Motorsports. And so the participation process is a little tedious. It is not as simple as going online and just filling a form. We require a lot of details from the participants, right from, you know, blood group to a medical certificate to, you know, what classes they are running, what bikes or cars they are running, the documentation of those vehicles to avoid any other, you know, issues. So there are a whole lot of details that are required for a participant to, you know, furnish in order to gain entry. But over the years, obviously, all those are very mandatory process, which, but for a first timer, it can be a little too much, because I recall when I was filling my first entry, it was, you know, there are a couple of processes. But as you go along, you understand why those processes are in place. And so it makes it easier. We also have, you know, all the participants insured, because they are... there are special FMSCI issued race licenses which cover them in terms of insurance as well. So yes, I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of processes that are there in place, which basically makes the participation very, you know, we need all that data that in case of anything happens, what to do, what blood group the person is of, and what the doctor's certificate is saying, that if, do they have any conditions. So it along the course of the event, we know exactly how to treat the person in case there is a mishap or anything of that concern. So, Rangam,
हमारे listeners कहाँ से जान सकते हैं कि Valley Run के लिए entries खुल चुकी है and they can start participating? Is there any platform or something?
जी, so aside to the official website of Elite Octane, and we also the Federation of Motorsport Clubs of India have a racing calendar. That racing calendar is followed for all kinds of motorsport formats, from circuit racing to rallies to track to drag racing. So that is probably the most common place where anyone would look at where is a drag racing event happening. So the FMSCI calendar of events is something which is the main platform where anyone can see which events are happening where. And after that, the entire process and everything is the organizer's responsibility, and that is taken up by Elite Octane to take the necessary precautions and get the participants information in.
So Rangam, could you tell us a few highlights from the previous iterations of the Valley Run in the last few years, and what are some of the most memorable moments you've had at these events?
Okay, so the last 9th edition is coming up, but over the last 8 editions, there are many moments, starting from some very exclusive vehicles coming, starting from very HNI participants, a lot of record timings. So keeping all that aside, we wanted to obviously do more for someone who has probably won in 2013 and 14. What can that person look forward to in 15? So that is when we thought that we should start trying to take this to another level by getting Ricky Gadsden, who's the 11 times world drag racing champion. So we got him to India. He runs a drag racing school as well. So we did a special session with him and the racers from here. So there was a lot of improvement in the timings, in the technique, and which helped them to win their races here. So from here we got the idea that why not send these people on a much larger platform, or rather a global platform, where they could show their talent as Indian racers. So that was probably one of the most memorable moments, is when we sent a few of our top racers to USA, the world finals, where people from 17 countries were there, 2,700 participants. And just with 2 days of training in USA, we got, the guys got accustomed to the new track, the bike, and they came third in certain categories, which was very surprising to the people who were present there as well, because they were seasoned racers, racing from last 15 years. But to see, our guys perform like that, was, I think, really a memorable moment for us, because with all the announcements of these racers lining up, coming from India, they were we made special suits for them with the India flag and everything. So it was I think that was one of the key memorable moments of giving someone a progression that, you know, it's not only a race that you come once a year and win and go, but there is much more to it. And so that brought a lot of attention, international attention of tuners, racers to our event, which is something which I think, you know, is a achievement of, you know, going along all these years.
Wow. So from having Ricky Gadsden here to representing India in terms of drag racing, that seems to be a lot of excitement that we've had.
Right, absolutely. And that also on world final stage. So I think, you know, for any racer, that is probably the a highlight of, you know, their career, and especially performing, because drag racing is a sport where you can be prepared with everything, but on that day, you need to, you know, really perform with a lot of things need to come together for you to crack those timings. So I think, you know, their performance truly shows that Indian racers are no less than anyone in the world. And even though we are racing at on a airstrip, which is a tarmac, and even though the international races happen on a specifically prepped drag strip, which is rubber and glue and all of that, it's a very different scenario, but to adapt so quickly and perform is, I think, brilliant.
We couldn't agree more, Rangam. So the ninth iteration of the Valley Run is even more special since you're partnering with India Bike Week this year. So how did this plan come up, and do you plan to take this forward in the coming editions as well?
So, yes. So, I mean, our friends from India Bike Week, we've been, you know, always in touch. And, you know, I think it is definitely the biggest biking festival of India. They know exactly how to, you know, manage that and pull that off and, you know, create the right impact. So, you know, even in 2015, they had invited us to Goa. Because they loved the format of drag racing. So, you know, so we had gone and done a drag race for them at IBW in Goa, which was, you know, but of course, I mean, it's Goa roads are not really, you know, perfect for a 1 kilometer stretch. So we've been having a lot of discussions, and hopefully, I think this is all I can say is probably a trailer of what is to come next. And you know, it's still in planning stages, but we will definitely come back with a much, much more stronger proposition for next year. For now, I'm very glad that they are on board. And, you know, this entire culmination of two event IPs is just, you know, showing us the direction for what is going to happen next, and with and at what scale it's going to happen. So we are gunning for that definitely next year. This year is a trailer, but then I think the trailer is also now garnering a lot of interest, because, you know, it's basically getting anyone who's even remotely into automobiles, you know, to come. And it's not only just Mumbai, Pune, it's from across India. I mean, there are vehicles coming from across India. Few are coming from abroad as well. So, few cars are being flown in specially to be at the event. So I think there are a lot of, there is a lot of highlights that's going to happen this time.
Right. So, Rangam, ek last question hum aapse puchna chahte hain ki any other auto event you are planning in near future, or you are already doing it and we don't know about it, so?
I think what we want to do this time is that we are also, you know, other than, you know, the drag race format, which is not very easy to replicate in different cities if there is no airstrip kind of a property available. So we've done drag race in Calcutta, in Bangalore, Vasai, BIC. So we've gone around, doing a lot of shows, a lot of events in various places. What we are thinking of is a different format. We are adding a lot of things to it. I think this year you will see a lot of high-level stunt two-wheelers who will be present at the Valley Run and performing. You also have a very exclusive segment of drifting, which is done by Mr. Gautam Singhania. You know, from just a motorsport event to an overall festival of speed.
Right. So, जैसा हमने कहा ये last question था, but एक और चीज हम आपसे जानना चाहते हैं. We are talking about so much drag race. So, क्या आपका कोई ऐसा dream location या dream car है, या as a event organizer कोई location है जहाँ पर आप drag race करना चाहते हैं organize या खुद participate करना चाहते हैं?
जी, actually my जो मैं बहुत साल से try कर रहा हूँ कि मैं ये इवेंट को बॉम्बे में करूं.
Okay.
और जुहू एस्ट्रिप पे करूं. और
Great.
उसके लिए ऑब्वियसली बहुत साल से हम लोग ट्राई कर रहे हैं, बट दैट इज अ फुल्ली ऑपरेशनल एस्ट्रिप विद अनस्केड्यूल्ड लैंडिंग्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो इट्स अ चैलेंज, बट वी डिड गेट परमिशंस टू डू night raids there, but then obviously COVID-19 hit, so we could not do that. But definitely in future you will see something happening there, and if we do this in Bombay, then it is definitely going to be much bigger, much more accessible to people, much less cost to a lot of people who are coming, because they don't have to spend on stay, travel and many things. So that is one location which I've been always wanting to target. वैसे तो बहुत सारे अलग locations भी हैं in various other cities, but this has been my focus area, or at least my wish that एक बार तो हमको जुहू पे करना चाहिए.
Rangam, we were already excited so much for the Valley Run, and now with all these details, we're all the more excited even after the 9th iteration of the Valley Run comes to an end. We hope you get the permissions and the required details soon, and you're able to host these events, this event in the other cities as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes.
I, for one, am already so excited for the Valley Run. I have booked my tickets. I have made my reservations, and I'm all set to just make the most of the weekend that will come next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward. And this is the right addition to, definitely be there.
So, agar hamare listeners ke paas Rangam ke liye koi sawal ho ya kisi aur topic par wo hamara dusra episode chahte hain, to wo hame likh bhej sakte hain podcast@carwale.com par. So, Rangam, shukriya hamare saath judne ke liye.
Thank you. Thank you. Shukriya, ma'am.